Now David said this to him. He says in verse 13, "Thou shalt not see my face, except thou first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when thou comest to see my face." In other words, she was the one that was given to him at first, the first wife, then Saul took her away from David. Believe me, this man David had a checkered career. My friend, this is the reason God wouldn't let him build the temple. And the reason that this man suffered as he did is because of the sin that entered his life. But above it all, there was a faith in this man's life that never failed. And he wanted, above all else, to have a wonderful relationship with God. And so Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, even from Phaltiel, the son of Laish. And her husband went with her along weeping behind her to Bahurim. Then said Abner unto him, "Go return," and he returned. Now we find that there is this overture made, it is accepted, and we find now that David will become king of all 12 of the tribes because, actually, of the treachery of this man Abner. Now, Joab hasn't forgotten that his own brother had been slain. And so we read, "When Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly and smote him there under the fifth rib, and he died for the blood of Asahel, his brother." Now, when David heard it, David did not approve of it at all. In fact, the matter is, he accused Joab of doing a very terrible thing. But the thing that he said concerning the death of Abner is quite interesting. And in closing, I'd like for you to notice it. In verse 33, "And the king lamented over Abner and said, Died Abner as a fool dieth." Now, why did he say that? That's a strange epitaph to give any person. "Died Abner as a fool died." Well, he was in Hebron. Hebron was one of the cities of refuge where a murderer was safe. And this man, Abner, if he'd stayed inside of the city, would have been perfectly safe, and Joab could not have touched him. But Joab very quietly took him aside, says, "Come out here. I want to talk with you. Now that you were captain on the other side, I'm the captain over here. Why, it'll be nice if we get together." And so he attempts to get together with him, and he kills him. Well, may I say to you, he had left the city of refuge. Is that a message for us today? There is a refuge for the sinner. That's in Christ. You want to know God's evaluation of the man today? And I don't care how high his IQ might be, and I don't care what his position is. The man that will not turn to Christ in these days, he's the place of refuge for sinners. David said of Abner, "Died Abner as a fool died." And if the truth was told at many funerals today, the preacher or whoever is speaking would have to say, "A fool has just died." He would not turn to Jesus Christ, the place of refuge. Today, are you resting in Christ, the place of refuge?